the rest of the story. 'Twas a fortnight after Christmas, and all through the house not a creature was stirring, not Kenneth Burgess, nor his wife Sandy, nor their son, Kenneth Jr. The Burgess home is in Guilford County, North Carolina. It is the ranch house at 200 Alfred Road. In the blackness of 4 a.m. this January past, not a creature was stirring. The old clock had been placed on the mantel with care, the chiming clock above the fireplace in the den, and then the clock chimed, and Mr. Burgess awakened. He lay there in a moment in that halfway place between now and nowhere, and then suddenly, inexplicably startled, he sat upright in bed. Something, and something nearby, something in the house itself, was terribly wrong. Ken whispered to his wife, Sandy. Sandy, he said again. His wife was still sleeping. Well, Ken climbed slowly out of bed and made his way quietly down the hall. Not a sound was coming from Ken Jr.'s room. But by now Mrs. Burgess was awake, wondering where her husband had gone and why. The mantel clock had chimed and awakened him, explained Ken. And he was suddenly overcome with the feeling that all was not well. As they say, to make a long story short, together the Burgesses investigated Ken's peculiar feeling. They walked down the hallway toward the den, and moments later, then and there, learned the rest of the story. For in the den, installed in the wall, was a wood stove. And the fire which had been burning in that stove the evening previous had not quite gone out. The smoldering embers had somehow flared and burned through the upper portion of the stove into the wall above, and the smoke was beginning to billow. Ken grabbed for the telephone, and shortly Pinecroft Sedgefield Station firefighters arrived. They dashed into the house and into the den. It was a messy business, stopping the blaze. A lot of water damage. But massive damage was avoided, and a possible tragedy was averted. From the den wall to which the fire was confined, the flames would have spread very quickly. The waves of smoke alone could have killed the sleeping Burgess family. But Mr. and Mrs. Burgess detected the fire in time because, as I say, Ken was awakened by the chiming of the clock on the mantel. The fire chief, Chief Bryant, says that in his 40 years of firefighting, he's never seen anything quite like what happened last January at 200 Alfred Road. Under other circumstances, in a house without a smoke detector, the place and everything and everyone in it could so easily have been lost. But the Burgesses and most of their Guilford County home are entirely safe. Because Mr. Burgess was awakened by that mantel clock, that old battery-powered mantel clock, which has not run, which had not chimed for 3 years. And now you know the rest of the story.